Welcome to 3-Minute Lesson. This week's theme, archaeology. Today's topic, Tutankhamun's tomb. The ancient Egyptian civilization lasted for a very long time, beginning at around 3100 BCE and ending at around 30 BCE. Throughout the 3,000 years, kings and queens were buried in various elaborate tombs. The most famous are the Pyramids of Giza, which were constructed at around 2600 BCE. Sadly, the pyramids and other known tombs throughout Egypt were looted long ago, and the treasure and information once stored inside was lost. In 1922, the archaeologist Howard Carter was searching for unearthed tombs in the Valley of the Kings, a site south of Cairo, down the Nile, and near the ancient city of Thebes. There, Carter found stairs leading down to a mysterious but sealed tomb. The door was labeled Tutankhamun, often referred to as King Tut. Tutankhamun lived in Egypt's most prosperous era, 1,300 years after the Great Pyramids of Giza were constructed. He ascended to the throne in 1332 BCE at just 9 years old. Tutankhamun did not rule for long as he died unexpectedly at age 19 and had no surviving children. Like many royal family members at the time, Tutankhamun was buried in the Valley of the Kings. Although there is some evidence of robberies that occurred shortly after the original sealing, the tomb still contained about 5,000 artifacts, including funerary art, statues, games, musical instruments, preserved clothing, and 4 chariots. Additionally, the massive solid gold sarcophagus remained with the 3,300-year-old mummy of Tutankhamun inside. The mummy was first examined in 1925 and has since undergone several scans and genetic tests. We estimate that Tutankhamun was about 5'6" tall, had a partial cleft palate, a clubbed foot, at least one genetic disease, and endured repeated malaria infections. Chronic inbreeding certainly played a role in Tutankhamun's poor health. Genetic tests also established familial relationships among other mummies entombed in the valley. For example, they identified Tutankhamun's parents and confirmed they were full siblings. Tutankhamun's tomb also contained the mummies of 2 infants, which were identified as his stillborn daughters. Today, Tutankhamun is famous not for being a memorable pharaoh, but for the discovery of his well-preserved tomb. You can visit and go inside the tomb today in the Valley of the Kings. In 2007, the mummy of Tutankhamun was encased in a special climate control box and permanently returned to his tomb. Other artifacts are in museums in Egypt or are part of traveling exhibitions. This has been your 3-Minute Lesson. See you on Wednesday.